Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a feature intended to inspire you to read a chapter of your Bible every day. Here's Sandy Adams, pastor of Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain, with a synopsis of today's chapter.
The enemies of Jesus tried to silence his messengers with the sword. James was first, Peter was on the chopping block. But in Acts chapter 12, an angel orchestrates a jailbreak. Peter, handcuffed to two soldiers, is on the verge of execution, but Peter sleeps like a log. No restless nights for him. His life is in the hands of God. Peter snoozes so soundly the angel has to slap him to wake him up. In fact, once he finds freedom, Peter pinches himself to make sure it's not a dream. The church had called an all-night prayer meeting to intercede for Pete, but when the answer to their prayer knocks on the door, they don't believe it's him. Don't attribute Peter's release to their formidable faith. They prayed a prayer they weren't expecting to be answered, but at least they prayed. Sometimes we find ourselves praying for the unbelievable, asking for the unimaginable. Our faith may be frail, but when we use what we've got, we give God an opportunity to work His miracles. Herod instigated this persecution because he couldn't stomach the Christians. In the end, he can't stomach applesauce or saltines. Worms feast on his guts. It was a humiliating way to die, especially for a man who bathed himself in public adulation. Never try on glory that only God deserves to wear. He shares His glory with no one.
Our desire is to see you reading God's Word. Each day at this time, Sandy will summarize a succeeding chapter in the Bible. If you would like a tape containing Pastor Sandy's complete study of today's chapter, call us at Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. The number is 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP, or on the web at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.